Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for coming. Shall we continue our discussion on chanting in the beginning? Please repeat this prayer. And if you like, you can make it. You can make it your life, if you like. You can make it your life. Because yesterday we were talking of putting what Chamu sister, my sister, second plan of material into practice. To develop the humility we require to change holy name. We have to obey. So, please repeat.
I am by nature.
Eternal servant of Krishna.
But because of my bad fortune,
I have been inimical. Towards Krishna. From time immemorial. Identifying with my body.
I have been continuously wandering
in the cycle of birth and death.
In the material world.
Suffering the burning threefold miseries.
As a result of some unimaginable good fortune.
I have attained the mercy of my spiritual master.
And now I know that
I am Krishna's eternal servant.
I am an infinitesimal spiritual being.
Completely apart from the gross and material body.
I have obtained the good fortune.
Of serving the lotus feet of Sri Guru. Under his order, I am following in footsteps to serve the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna Balaram.
O Vaishnava Thakura,
alone I have no strength.
To chant the holy name of Lord Hari.
I beg you, therefore, please be merciful.
And with a particle of faith,
give me the treasure of the holy name of Krishna.
Oh, my Lord.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Will I again be able to serve?
Your eternal servants, who find shelter only at your lotus feet.
O Lord of my life,
may I again become their servant,
so that my mind may always think
of your transcendental attributes.
My words,
always glorifying those attributes,
and my body
always engaged in the loving service of your Lordship.
O name
that destroys the many sufferings of those who take shelter of you.
O name
that is the form of delight and intense spiritual bliss.
O name
that is a festival of happiness.
O Gokul,
O perfect and complete holy name.
O Lord Krishna,
I bow down and offer my respects
to you.
Hare Ram Prabhu Ki Jai. Does it make sense? Does it make sense?
Yes.
Like it?
Yes.
Want to pray like this to the holy name every day?
Yes.
If you do this, you soon, very soon, get a blessing for them. Also, if we maintain this attitude, begging, we should beg, we should learn how to beg. Transcendental beggars, we should beg. Why would we beg? Why should we beg? Why we should beg?
Because we are very infinitesimal.
We desperately need it. Yes.
To befriend the mind.
To become
the friend of the mind.
Why we should beg? Why? Why should we beg?
We don't have it.
Yes, we don't have it. Yes. Why we should beg?
We don't deserve it.
Very good. This is what I'm looking for. We have already lost our light. Didn't we? We have already lost it. It is no more our light. Godhead is our light, but we have lost it because of our sinful nature. So now we have to beg for it. And Bhaktivinoda could have said he begged before he got it. All our charas are begging. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, I beg all of you, I raise my two hands and beg, please, my dear devotees. Tie this humble prayer on our neck bead so that we'll remember who we are. We'll remember who we are. What is our size?
Infinitesimal.
One tenth thousandth, the tip of a hair. Not you have long hair, but not their long hair. The tip. Oh, what the hell? Can you cut it? Can anyone cut it? Huh? Can anyone do it? So what is the idea? The scripture is speaking like this. What is the idea? There are two. That is our nature. So we should beg. We should beg for the name. If we beg, we will get it. Like Bhaktivinoda Kumar said, I begged and I received the holy name. So yesterday we were talking about the who is the Hanuman Prabhu, the glory of chanting, the benefit of chanting. We look at different personalities, how they chant, and the result. We all agree that this is our eternal occupation, right? To change the holy name, we need a proper attitude. To change the name. First of all, we have to beg. That is very good. We should beg. But we need a proper attitude that will change this name. The name is very powerful and is fully independent. But we change the name with a certain attitude. Brooks. That check our progress to prema. We have to look at what is blocking progress to prema.
Hare Krishna. Even if one successfully overcomes all the other offenses in chanting, and one is chanting continuously, wrath of God may not come. One should know that the reason for this is that one is committing the offense of known as praman or inattention. This offense will block progress to prema. Praman. Praman means what? Inattention. Inattention. Different, no ring again. If any phone ring again, I will stop. If any phone ring again, I will stop it. Except those who are recording. Pramana. So we're looking at pramana. Inattention. Inattention or madness. Do you understand this? What is that? You can explain this. What is happening here?
There's more concentration on the television than chanting the beat.
Changing the channels. He's changing the channels at the same time.
Inattention, madness. One is calling Krishna. Krishna, calling Krishna. Who's Krishna? Who's calling Krishna? Who's Krishna? Who is Krishna? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you are calling him. And at the same time, we are planning the activities we are going to do for the day. Is that japa? While we are doing japa, we are planning the things we are going to do. Even activities like, oh, today I am going to go this December marathon. I am going to go to Port Louis. Because there are many people. So this today's sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Yes, many people there, so I have to go there today. It is sankirtan. Very wonderful. But we are doing the right thing at the wrong time. We are doing the right thing wrongly. We mentioned the other day, devotional service should be done devotionally. It is devotional service, but should be done devotionally, not undevotionally. So while we are sitting down to chant, and we are planning, at the same time we are planning the day's activities, is inattentive chanting. We are watching television, it is inattentive chanting. Watching football, cricket, it is inattentive chanting. Or discussing with somebody else, it is inattentive chanting. It is called here madness, pramada. Madness. Because we have a solution to our problem in our hand, and we're not using it. Is that madness? That's madness. We're calling Krishna. Krishna is coming. As the Prabhupada mentioned that if we are chanting Krishna, Krishna is dancing on their tongue. And we're not recognizing his position, his presence. Just imagine you invite an important personality to your house. And he came. And you're not there in the house. What does that mean? You invited somebody to come to the house, the person who wants to help you has come to the house, but you're not there, you are still on the way coming. But the person is already in the house. Huh? Disrespect. It is madness. The person will be happy. So we expect the person to be very happy with us. When we are inattentive to chanting the name, we should pay attention to Krishna. We should pay attention. We should be very, very, very careful. Carefully pronounce the word, knowing fully well that I'm calling the greatest person, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is right here with me. I should be able to give him full attention. For example, Arjuna, he received Bhagavad Gita, 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita, for 30 minutes. How many minutes? 30 minutes. Arjuna got the whole Bhagavad Gita in his head, completely. We have many people like that, Mauritius, who understood Bhagavad Gita fully. 30 minutes. We have? Why? What is the difference between us and Arjuna? Don't tell me because he's a pure devotee of Krishna. He is a Krishna associate. Don't tell me that. That we know. So what makes Arjuna so special that he was able to hear or get that in 30 minutes?
Attentive.
What makes Arjuna to be able to hear God, to get our Gita in 30 minutes, completely, realize the whole Bhagavad Gita in 30 minutes. Who is attentiveness? What again?
Surrender himself.
Surrender himself?
He had complete faith in Jesus.
Has complete faith? Submissive?
Eagerness?
Eagerness?
The situation was so crucial that he was bound to pay attention, but it didn't work.
Arjuna was having a serious problem that he completely lost his position himself. He was completely lost. Therefore, when he got to know that this is the solution to my problem, he gave full attention. And Krishna was able to give him, did you have a guitar? Krishna was able to give Arjuna complete. Krishna considered the philosophy to get him out of the problem. So let us understand that the attitude we should have towards our Krishna conscious person. In all field, either it is chanting, it is cooking, it is sankirtan, it is hearing, it is speaking, whatever activity we are doing in Krishna consciousness, should try to understand what should be our mood, our attitude. Our activities are not ordinary. There is nothing like ordinary thing in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna,
Bhagavad Gita chapter 18. Gita chapter 18. Gita chapter 18, text 72. Krishna said, Kachit eta suttam partha tvaya eka grena chetasa kachit agyana samoha tana sasti dananjaya. Kachit eta suttam partha tvaya eka grena chetasa. You understand? Krishna said, O son of Pritha, O conqueror of birth, have you had this with an attentive mind? If he said, did you hear me? It's a complete English, it's a complete sentence. But Krishna didn't say that. Krishna said what? Did you hear this with an attentive mind? Krishna had a question for something. What did Krishna request? He said, attentive mind. Toyeka grehena chetasa. Chetasa. Did you hear from the mind or he just give the ear? Just the ear is different. To allow the sun to hit our ear drum, this ear drum, right? This ear, it doesn't mean hearing. It can fall down here. Hearing means that it has penetrated and come to the end. The Krishna is asking, Toyeka grena chetasa. Did you hear with an attentive mind? Then he continued. And are your ignorance and illusion now dispelled? This is the effect. The effect of hearing attentively means what? Our ignorance and illusion will be destroyed. Similarly, if we have an attentive mind towards japa, what will happen to us? Very soon we become a pure devotee, a perfect chanter of the holy name. The name will manifest if we chant with the mind. Give attention to the holy name. We should give attention to the holy name. Because the name is not ordinary. The name is directly the supreme perception of Godhead. And as we said yesterday, more powerful than Krishna himself. So Krishna is requesting, please chant the holy name with attention, with attentive mind. And two things will experience, will be our experience. Illusion and ignorance will be destroyed. Krishna tell light. Krishna is promising. And what was the result of Arjuna who did that? Text 73. Arjuna, Uvacha. Nastu Mahasmriti Labdha Paya Prayasi Pasadam Maya Chuta. Arjuna said, my illusion is gone. My ignorance is gone. I have regained my strength by your mercy. So, Harishye Vacham Tawa. Whatever instruction you give me now, I will do it. I'm willing to do anything. Anything. But this is a person who broke his Gandiva bow. Krishna, I'm not going to fight. After hearing God Gita, Arjuna got back his strength. And now he's bold to fight.
if we chant the name with attention, we chant the name with attention, the same effect. Arjuna's experience would also be something of 5,000 years ago. Would have the same experience like Arjuna. Lord Krishna told the Brahma to whom austerity for 1,000 years. And Krishna was so satisfied with Brahma, he came and shook hands with Brahma and told him, "Well done, my son. Well done. You did it." Everything about me is to be known to you. Everything you want to know about me, let it be known. And this benediction I have given to you stand eternally. Anyone in the future who comes to do the same austerity you have performed will have the same automatic blessing. I don't have to come again to give it. It's already automatic. You get it automatically. So anyone who chants the holy name with attention, the experience of Srila Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Krishna Kavari Goswami, Haridas Thakura, and all of these wonderful devotees will become our experience also. So Krishna is not bold. Krishna consciousness is not bold. It's not something of yesterday. It is eternal. The holy name is eternal. Chain with attention. So give attention. Arjuna give attention because he knows this person can help me. And my problem is serious. And I've gotten a person who can help me. So he gave full attention to Krishna. The same experience with Mother Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami. Parikshit Maharaj had forgotten for how many years? Parikshit Maharaj, how many years he had forgotten?
7 days.
Oh, 7 days? That is 100 years. 7 days. Seven days. Bhakti by the last student. How many years? How many years? Why? What is the difference between Parikshit Maharaj and Sudanan and all of us? Parikshit Maharaj and all of us. What is the difference? The same thing. That death was before him. 7 days. He's going to die in 7 days. Who would like to get such a news? To die in 7 days. 7 days. Only 7 days. Huh? What to do? Some years ago, when one rascal made an announcement that the world is going to end, so this is what it is. People were drinking and committing, breaking all principles. But personally, I didn't do that. But Parikshit Maharaj had, he was going to leave the boat in 7 days. He removed his crown and kept it, removed all his kingly attire, kept them and went with Kaupina to look for a solution to his problem. And he got his guru, Sukadeva Goswami, who came and gave him exactly what he needed. And he was, Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj was like this. For 7 days. Not blinking. You are blinking, but you better blink. Yes, I didn't blink. It was like this. Fixed. 7 days. So he was drinking. He actually swallowed Sukadeva Goswami to himself through his eyes. And he confessed. A day could day, he have done a miracle in my life. For a moment, I couldn't control my taste. I committed an offense, he said. But I'm sitting here for 7 days. I'm not sleeping. I'm not feeling thirsty. I'm not feeling hungry. You have done it. By planting Krishna in my heart. How did he do that? He tore his heart with a cutlass. Huh? How did he do that? Hearing. Attention. Attentive hearing. So Prabhupada said, only two things you need. What is that? For chanting Hare Krishna, what, how many things we need? What are they? How many are they? What are they?
The
tongue and the ear. Is anyone who doesn't have that? Anyone here doesn't have that? We all have the qualification. So the problem. We are comfortable. Let us deal with this being important, being comfortable. Even though there is nothing like comfortable thing in this material world. We just imagine it. So, inattention should be given up. Should give attention to chanting. Inattention, there are three categories. How many categories?
Three.
One is laziness. Chanting with the sluggish mind. After chanting a little, stop chanting to go and do something else before finishing the round. Some devotees, they do like this. They are chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. And they go after 1 hour, they come back. Hare Krishna, it is wrong. This is wrong. It is wrong. Start from the beginning. Start from the beginning. Already we have shown laziness by not completing Sisiran at all or more than that. More rounds. We have already shown laziness by giving it up to go and do something else. And coming back, we are starting again from the middle. Please, when you have discussed something that I made you to discuss up to 5 minutes, don't start from where you are. Start from the beginning. Start from the beginning. If you really want to chant. First of all, let me ask you, where are we running to? Where? Where are we running to? Where we cannot do the first thing first, where are we running to? The first thing in our life, the primary thing in our life is what? Chant. We should chant. Chant. It's about to turn the whole world into chanting, from chanting. It's chanting. That's the miracle he made, from chanting. So we should give attention to chanting. We should give our best to for chanting. Our best should be given to chanting. Concentration, to focus on chanting. Laziness is one of the inattentiveness. Chanting with a sluggish mind. How do you know somebody is going to chant with a sluggish mind? Sluggish mind. One has come in the morning to temple room to chant, and the next thing is to go and lean on. What is that? Sluggish. They're going to sleep after 2 minutes. You don't need to call astrologer. You will sleep after 2 minutes. Or you have eaten too much, too late in the night. The next morning, you are going to do sluggish mind chanting. Eating heavy food late in the night, the next morning, whatever are you going to do? Sluggish mind chanting. You get it? The body have not digested the food. So what will happen to the mind? We should prepare. So Prabhupada said many slokas. I can give you two for now. And then Bhagavad also made. Mold your life in such a way that you remain Krishna conscious 24 hours. You get it? 7:27, 1864. Purpose. Mold your life in such a way that you remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. How do we do that? We should prepare. If you want to have a good japa tomorrow, we should prepare yourself this night. Plan for all the distractions you are going to have tomorrow. All the distractions you are going to have tomorrow. You should plan it this night before you sleep. If you are going to do good japa, it is not tomorrow morning. It should start from this night. The thing you're supposed to, if you are going to have some distractions tomorrow, arrange everything this night before you sleep. So tomorrow, you know that when I wake up, the only thing I have to do is just quickly clean the body and mouth and go into japa. No distraction, no phone call. For me, if you call me before 10 o'clock, it's a missed call. Where's the missed call? Nobody called me before 10 o'clock and it's answered. Nobody. Nobody. Before 10 o'clock, it's a missed call. You don't see my cell phone in the temple room. You see, send the phone but to me only after my japa is complete. Before you can see me with the phone. You don't see me with the phone. It's not my priority. Even though the phone is expensive, but it's not my priority. My priority is the name. And if you discuss with me when I'm chanting, I'll be angry. If you want to get me angry, talk with me when I'm chanting. You get my red eye. Because I consider you my enemy. This is my mind. Anybody who talk to me during japa, you are my enemy. Right, look at my enemy. Want to come and disturb me. He doesn't want to chant, I don't want me to chant also. You won't get it. I won't give you a chance. When I promise, open my eyes, you run away. We should plan our japa. We should plan our japa. Do you hear me? Let us plan our japa. Tomorrow morning, we should plan it tonight. You want to chant? That's me. Don't plan it tomorrow morning. Don't do management in japa time. No discussion, japa time. No meeting, no conference. Only chant and hear. That's our business. Second inattentiveness is indifference, which means lack of taste. And this is of two reasons. Taste for material things. Which is unavoidable in the mind of a materialist. Desire for material things, it cannot leave the heart of a materialistic person. Just like in people who constantly think of problem, you always have problem. Because that is the deity. You meditate on problems every day, you get continuous problem. That's the day you meditate, you get it. So if you don't have problem, forget it. Let it come, deal with it, and forget about it and continue with our first consciousness. Don't meditate on it. Don't make it our deity. Because that is already there, the deity. We don't need another deity again. So, in the heart of a materialistic person, why is he called materialist? Because he's consciously thinking and absorbed material things, so he's a materialist. And he blends different ways to verify the senses. We can take advantage of this knowledge from the materialist and become also addicted to Krishna, addicted to Holy Name by constantly planning how to chant the name. We should plan how to chant the name, the Holy Name. You should plan it. It's planning. If you don't plan, you will not succeed. And even if we plan, some people plan to fail. Don't plan to fail. You should plan to succeed. Is that true? So we lack taste for chanting because of what? Our taste for material things is very high. Very high. And number three is distraction, which is the source of all types of inattention, distraction. Attraction, men and women for wealth, materials, success, victory, desire for position, cheating propensity, all these are causes of destruction. The heart is not thinking well about others. Even those who did good and bad to us, we have no right to think bad about them. Because Sunuti instructed Sunuti instructed Dhruva Maharaj. When she noticed that Dhruva, her soul was breathing heavily because of the insult he got from his stepmother. Sunuti saw that Dhruva is ready for revenge. So Sunuti said, "My dear boy, let me tell you. Do not wish anyone bad, because whatever you wish for that must certainly come back to you. So we don't do anybody but ourselves. Don't wish anyone bad. It will come back." So while we are very busy thinking negatively about other people, we should know we cannot do good japa. Good japa will not be there, because who enjoy nice sutras, but the sun is inside? Who enjoys it? Very nice sutras, nicely cooked and offered, very nicely to Krishna, but sun is inside. Who will enjoy it? The same way, if we are keeping a very negative thought towards anybody, please understand that you cannot do good japa. You cannot do it. It's not possible. So now look at what is the remedy. Remedy for laziness. Take associate of devotees who do not waste time in material activity. Association of devotees who do not waste time. Association with devotees who do not waste time. Take association. We should chant constantly. Take shelter of the name. Constantly remember the holy name. And we should be absorbed in the holy name. Take shelter. You say shelter. You should take shelter of the name. It means that we should not just be satisfied with 16. 16 is not enough. 16 is so small for our problems. Chanting more. What is wrong with chanting more? After all, it's something which we want to do. How can you give time to it? It's the best thing for anyone to do. So you chant them all. But in association of those who are higher than us, who have taste for the name. Chant in association of those who have taste for the name, who are chanting nicely. They are enjoying their chanting. They have made friendship with the holy name. Associate with those people, our laziness will be destroyed. Follow in the process of self-devotees. Even in the material world, if you want to succeed in anything, what to do? Associate with those who are very experienced in what you want to do. Associate with them. Say, we'll learn from their own experience. All the mistakes they have done, we will avoid it if we follow those who are more experienced than us will avoid all the mistakes they have made before, will avoid them. That's the benefit of following the authority of the chariot. Those who know, those who are superior to us, if you listen to the elders, will succeed. By this, enthusiasm will come to the lazy mind, and he will overcome the offense of laziness on all nations. Remedy for indifference. Indifference means what? Indifference. What's the meaning? We have looked at it other side, but actually in English word, in English, indifference means what?
Not bothered by anything.
Yeah. Okay? Not bothered. Yeah. Yes. Indifference. What do you mean?
Does that make any difference to us?
It doesn't mean anything to me. Yes. That's indifference. So we have such attitude towards the name and attain the self of the name. Our activity shows that this is what we are doing. Indifference means that the name is not my priority. So something else. That is why we can give it up to go and do something else, which is the priority. Then when we have a free time, okay, when I have nothing else to do, okay, I can while away my time. But in one chance. Take a suggestion of devotees who are properly chanting, in some place sheltered from the material influence. Like, go to the temple. Go to the devotees' house where they are chanting right now. Visit the devotees and with them. It is always very powerful to chant together, except you had that sacrifice. Otherwise, it is very important to chant together. We will complement each other. You feel very happy when you see someone doing the same thing you do, is it not? When we are not making advance, everyone becomes envious. But actually, one feels better, happy when you see someone doing the same thing you do. Have a friend who did the same thing. Live in a place where Krishna had his pastimes near Tulsi Devi, in the company of Vaishnavas, and gradually increase the period of chanting. We should visit holy places with Krishna in past times. This morning, Bhagavatam, we are talking about Bindu Sarovara, Jamuna, Ganga, and other holy rivers. And places in Krishna in past times, there are so many, many. You go to Vrindavan, everything is there, all available. In fact, in India, everywhere Krishna has pastimes, everywhere you go in India, you'll be surprised. Everywhere, any part of India you go, there's so many Krishna dealers. Anywhere. So everything you're hearing in the scriptures, they are all available. So we should plan our life. We should mold our life in such a way that will make Krishna conscious 24 hours. Means that we should visit holy places. Make time to visit holy places. As you see with the words in there. The scriptures are telling us to visit holy places. Why? Why we should visit holy places? Why should we visit?
It can energize us spiritually.
To energize us spiritually. How? Just go to Vrindavan, just go and see all the beautiful buildings and come back. Is that
to hear from the devotees.
We have to look for a sadhu. Those holy places, some of them, sadhu, they live there or they visit there. So it will be a great fortune for us to visit there and get those sadhus to speak the Christian's activity. You can go to the shop and buy some books. Now it's available, you can buy some books and read all the past tense. Please try to understand, it is not the same. It's not the same. When you hear those things from a sadhu in those places, it's different. Because the sadhu have the power, the mystery of the Lord, to reveal the potency of those places. So we should visit them to hear, not to go and see and pray to different deities and just come back. Oh, I visited holy places. I had to go there somewhere. Go there somewhere. I saw the Lord. And you have eye to see the Lord? You have eye? It's to go and hear, not to go and see. Especially now, if you go to Vrindavan, you don't see Vrindavan, you see buildings. So those of you who are sitting here not seeing Vrindavan, if you go 10 years from now, you won't see Vrindavan. You see only buildings, no more Vrindavan. So you better go now. You should go now. You should go now to Vrindavan. Otherwise, you go there. You ask, where is Vrindavan? It's all hotels. Oh, you get the Brahman, but Brahman money. And Brahman money, what is there? It's only buildings and lights. Blue lights and buildings. What is there? Nothing. It's only blue lights. I'm sorry. It's in Vrindavan. But I'm telling the truth. This is my mind. It's the blue light you get and a big building. That's all. If you want to visit Vrindavan, you go to Christian Paradigm Temple in Vrindavan. That is Vrindavan. So Papa said, everything is here. Everything is here in Christian Paradigm Temple. Everything, Papa said. Then you hear all Christian pastimes. Chanting in those places. You only go to Baptist Vrindavan. In our BHE school, enter the building there, what do you see? Cows, cows, varieties of cows, Jamuna, all complete, Krishna, that's all. Yeah, completely outside this material world. So you should hear the scriptures in these places. There are so many. Every step you take, you find holy places, fully potent with Christian pastimes. It will support our chanting. So live in a place where Christians had his pastimes. You need Tulsi Devi, chant with Tulsi Devi. In the company of Vaishnavas, and gradually increase the period of chanting. Chant 116 round. Carefully chant in the room by oneself with the door locked. Or concentrate on the name by covering the eyes, ears, and nose with a cloth or the like to prevent stimuli from the exterior. This is the Bhaktivinoda Thakura's recommendation. Bhaktivinoda Thakura's recommendation. Or lock the eyes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So I'm not singing to you. I'm singing to you. But you can do like that asleep. So better to chant with devotees. He will support you if you sleep. He can support you. You can stand up or move around. It is not wrong. The best way, the best posture to chant is to sit. But if you are sitting and sleeping, so how best it is? So stand up, walk around, and chant. The best thing is we should try to chant. And whatever we can do to help us chant, we should go for it. So while we chant 16 rounds, we are struggling to chant 16 rounds, please, the japa, it is not trying to complete 16 rounds. That is not japa. It's mechanical. And yesterday we already discussed that it is not a mechanical thing. Struggling to complete the serial is not japa. Don't measure the holy name. The holy name is unlimited. You cannot measure it. Or 2 hours, I'll finish the serial. No. Chant. Chant nicely from the heart. Chant from the heart. Nicely. Not just to complete the serial. Oh. Finish for today. See what will happen tomorrow. That is not chant. Chant nicely. Chant nicely. Where are we running to? That was the question I had before. Where are we running to? Chant nicely. If you chant nicely, make friendship with the name. To make friendship with the name, don't just chant the same. When you finish the same round, find this. Find time. You should find time. Find time where you are alone and try to hear the name. Try to hear. Now you're not chanting the same round to finish the same round. Now we are trying to have connection with the name. Find time to sit down. Here is 1 round or 2 round. Just do it. The name will be very happy. The name will be happy with us. This person is trying. Let me help. And if we are chanting, we are begging. We are begging. We are begging. Begging. Please, Vaishnavakaku. Alone I have no strength to chant it. I beg you with faith. Give me the treasure of the Holy Name. We are begging. The pure devotees who are by nature very humble, their heart will melt. And then they will give you the blessing. When that is done, somebody that name will take us. And once he takes us, we give to Krishna. Whoever she recommends for Krishna, Krishna will not say no. Krishna will never say no. Krishna will always accept. So let us look at the remedy for distraction. Be careful to eliminate these fixations by following the proper Vaishnava behavior. Good attitude. You should have good attitude. On a Ekadasi and appearance day, one should. Are you with us? Are you with us?
Yes.
On a Ekadasi days and appearance days, one should. Everybody is sleeping. Because we don't want that. Then we don't want to progress. We don't want to grow. Who is speaking? Who is speaking this? Who is giving this recommendation? Who is giving this recommendation? Who? Who is speaking?
Bhakti
not Thakur. He doesn't like us. He doesn't like us, right? Sabatino doesn't like us. He's speaking like this because he doesn't like us. Huh? On a Ekadasi day and appearance days, one should stop thinking of eating. And all day and night, chant in association of devotees. Joyfully engaged in devotional activities. Hear Krishna Katha in association of devotees. Hear songs about Krishna from the mouth of the pure devotees. This will take us out of distractions. The principal thing here is what? What is the principal thing here we should do? What is the principal thing of all these recommendations? What is the principal thing? If you are hearing carefully, association. We need good association. And what is good association? For the person who has taste for the name, who is chanting nicely, who knows the importance of the holy name, and is fully engaged in doing that, have taken full shelter,
the name, it was chanting in association of that person.
Chanting in association of that person, what does it mean? What does it mean, chanting in association of pure devotees? What does it mean? What is the practical thing?
Acquire the quality.
Hmm? How do you acquire the quality? Yes, I agree, but how do you acquire it?
We inspired.
Hmm?
We inspired to the association.
How do you do that? Please, this thing. Association, we should change an association of devotee, meaning that you should watch him, see how he's done. Don't go and sit there and sleep. That's not association. Watch him, see how he's chanting. Look at his interest in chanting. That also will affect us. If you go and sit with Sadhu and sleep, with mosquito sitting on the lap of a Sadhu, is it an association? Huh? Mosquito is sitting there. Is it not an association? So is that an association with a Sadhu? Google is going to give malaria to the Sadhu. It's not an association, it's bad association. So association means that we should carefully observe the pure devotee, how he is absorbed, relishing the name. That is how we get the quality, not just to go and sit and sleep. It's not an association. Is it clear? Some more tips. Repentance. You know what is it to repent? What does it mean repent? To repent means what?
We feel guilt. We feel guilt inside. We feel guilty.
Feel guilty inside? Yes?
Feeling guilty.
Trying to rectify. Yes? Repentance. We should not just, oh, I'm so sinful, nothing I can do. They don't hope for me. It's my karma. Cannot be a devotee, you can't change. No, we should repent. Forsake all our nonsense. Yesterday we mentioned what you know the question as we are chanting, we should work on ourselves. Repentance. She worked on ourselves. Working on ourselves means that we are repenting, we are feeling bad about ourselves. All the laziness, all the distraction, the bad attitude we have, we are recognizing them and feeling sorry about them. We are begging for forgiveness and want to give them up. It's repentance. Repentance. Feeling bad about doing wrongs and a strong desire and determination to give up, never to repeat it again. It is repentance. Working on ourselves. You know what it means? We should work on ourselves, not just simply chanting like that. We say that is floating. Floating is not Krishna consciousness. So we should repent from the heart. So repent, feel bad, feel guilty. It's about to enter the Dakura. There are so many songs about this, repentance. So all the songs about this, repentance. And he confessed. What is confession? What is confession? Openly reporting voluntarily about the sinful activities one has been doing, known or unknown to others, to the superiors, with the aim of getting help and compassion for the superiors. What you not acquire? Perfect example. All Acharyas have this nature. But fortunately, it's so prominent.
Gita Vali.
Have you read the book?
Gita Vali? Fatima Thakur. Gita Vali. So powerful. He's praying. Oh my Lord, how can I tell you my shameful situation? There is no sin I have never committed in billions of times. This is my situation. What is that? Confession.
Confession.
He is not like this. But he has to teach us what we need to do. So he's using himself to teach us what we should do. Like Christian used Arjuna to teach us what we should do. Christian used all his pure devotees to teach us how to pray, how to beg, how to serve him. So Bhagavan is praying, there is no sin I have not committed millions of times. None. All of them, I have done all of them millions of times. This is my situation. This is my sinful situation. This is me. Look at me. So you can know how to help me. Like, a criminal will deny having stolen anything. He says,
no, I don't know what
you're talking about. But a criminal, although he denies what others, a criminal will tell the lawyer, I did it. Who is our lawyer? Who is our lawyer? The special master should tell him where we are weak. Confession is very important. So confess. Not that you come and take my microphone in the temple on tomorrow morning, and my dear devotees. No. That is artificial. It should be done between you and your superior. This is me. This is me. So, you get automatic blessing. So Rupa Goswami said, one who confess, one who confess his or her misdeeds in the public is automatically purified. Automatically purified and is elevated. It is very important. Confession. Right? Cry for leniency, beg for mercy, and cry from the heart. This we mentioned yesterday. So cry. This cry is very powerful. The price we need to pay for pure love of God. Cry. It's not ordinary activity. Even if one does it pretentiously, it works. There is power in pretending. There is power. It is purifying, even if you pretend. One day it will become alive. Isn't it? One day it will become natural. We're doing it naturally. So if we cry, and so Prabhupada gave us very powerful support in this area. The devotee has complained, and Prabhupada, I don't know how to cry. I don't have that fortune to cry. Prabhupada said, you should cry that you cannot cry. That's great. That is the solution for a problem. You should learn you have to cry for Krishna. Not in the temple room. In your room. In the room you can do that, not in the temple room. Not here. Not in the Facebook. Fasting on the Kadasi is Janmasthami, another auspicious day. Srila Prabhupada said these days are called determined. Bhagavad Gita 9:14 forward. There are certain days which are called determined, like Ekadasi and Janmasthami. Bhagavad Gita 9:14 forward. Chanting with advanced devotees like Srila Prabhupada, Tulsi Devi, etc. Very important. Prayers. Yesterday we mentioned devotees should learn how to pray. We should be prayerful. We should pray. Prayer, you don't need the gilam, you don't need the incense, you don't need flower, you don't need altar, you don't need deity, you don't need anybody, you don't need somebody to interpret. Nothing. Just hand together and your mouth to Krishna. Just tell Krishna, this is my situation, I need help. To pray, to chant, pray for everything. For everything. You see, all our acharyas, they prayed. All our acharyas. They prayed. For everything, they prayed. So offering your prayer is very powerful. Prayer. We just mentioned one prayer. No? So if you like, you can pray like this, begging. It's a prayer to begin. The chanting with the holy name. The prayer also while we are chanting. The prayer while we are chanting. Want to hear?
Yes.
Oh fool, oh rascal mind. This body is under constant attack from innumerable attachments and diseases, and death is what remedial measures have you taken? Just think of the medicine of Krishna's name, which is the cure for all diseases. This is the mind of Maharaj Kulashekhar Maharaj. This is his prayer from Mukunda Maharaj. He is teaching us this. A prayer to the mind while we are chanting to pray. He addressed the mind as a fool and rascal. This body is under constant attack. Is it true or not? And from innumerable attachments. Is it not? And diseases. And death is certain. Above all these things, death is certain. So what measure are you making to get ourselves free from this? And he gave the solution. The medicine is Krishna's holy name, which is the cure for all diseases. And from Sanat Kumara Samhita, oh Radha and Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you and surrender unto you. Although I am a sinner, an offender, please engage me in a divine loving service. O Hari, O my merciful Lord, all glories to you, the Lord of Radha. Many times I have avoided you, but this time, please take me myself home. This one, Vaishnava, Songbook. It's a prayer during japa. And the prayer after japa, after chanting japa, some of us must have done some offenses. Is it not so? Some of us. How do we neutralize that? It's a prayer. Can you repeat it if you like? Want to repeat it?
Yes.
I commit thousands of offenses.
Day and night.
Oh Madhusudan.
But please think of me.
As your servant,
and kindly forgive them.
O Lord of my heart,
please hear my prayer.
You are the Supreme Lord.
Please do not reject me. Even if I commit offenses. Still, you are my only protector. Please give me some insignificant service. And consider me your own servant. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Yes,
Alright, thank you very much for the nice presentation. I have two questions. One is about drishti and drishta. When we go to the temple, some of us, like you rightly said, are we really able to see Krishna? And please, can you really further explain this particular word, drishti and drishta? And the second question is remorseful and regret. What is really the difference? Because it's under the repentance, confession and everything. So what is the difference between being remorseful and being regretful? Thank you very much.
Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took devotees on Parikrama in Vrindavan. So the devotees were in the camp. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati told the devotees, now we have come to this holy place in the Parikrama, and we are so close to Sesasai. So you can go and take darshan of the all the devotees. The world went. Only two people didn't go. Went to the lady and then they came back. So the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, did you have a nice darshan? Yes, we did. Nice darshan. We saw the Lord. He repeated his question. Did you see the Lord? You took darshan? Yes, Guru, we did. Very nice. We are blessed. So but this is not such a talk. Can you show me the eye you used to see the Lord? What did you see? You have the eye? All of you are fools. It is true. Only two devotees were intelligent. They didn't leave their guru and go for darshan. They stayed there. That was our divine guest of Prabhupada. And the second, the children didn't go. All others went. And the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati told them, they are all fools. You see, for nothing. In Jagannath Puri, Sitchana Prabhu does one thing for the whole year he spent there. Only one thing he does constantly. When he entered Jagannath Temple, he never, you know, he Sitchana Prabhu in that display, that gate, he stand only with Garuda. Garuda stand. He never stand anywhere. Anytime Sitchana Prabhu enters Jagannath Temple, is Garuda stand. He doesn't go anywhere. You don't return there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why are you doing that? But why is he doing that? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is teaching that. If you want to see Krishna, stand by Krishna. When Krishna will see his devotee, he will see you. If you go there, you will see Krishna, Krishna will see you. What is the qualification for you to see Krishna? Stand by devotee, and Krishna will see you when he will see you. So Chidambaram will stand only by Garuda. He didn't speak, but he was teaching us what we should do. So the guru has taken you on parikrama and they ask you, go and take that shana, and you go there, they're full. Go with him. He will show you Krishna through the ear, not through the eye. So we are not a seer, we have no qualification to see. So we should hear. Don't go to the sadhu with eyes, you go to the sadhu with ear. That's how we see. Prashant Maharaj was not seeing his guru, he was hearing his guru. And Krishna was planted in his heart through the ear, not through the eye. We have no qualification. When the devotee is ornamented with humility, sincerity of purpose is very gentle, and all the 26 qualities is all existing in his or her body. Like Krishna will see. There's the ornament. When it is worn, Krishna will have to see us. So if you become a pure devotee, you don't have to go anywhere. Wherever you are, Krishna will come and meet you there. It is Krishna who will look for you, not you looking for Krishna. So you don't see pure devotees run here and there. Wherever they are, Krishna will go there. If you chant the name, those who are chanting the name, Krishna is sitting with you directly, hearing his name that you are chanting. You don't have to go anywhere. Krishna is right there. That's the way to see, to hear. And they are using English words. Different between
remorse, cruel, and regret, feeling regret.
Regret and?
Remorse.
Remorse. A person who regret will be remorseful. A person who is remorseful will be regretting. Will be regretting. They are together. If we are remorseful, it means we have regretted all our misdeeds. It cannot be otherwise. You cannot be regretful and not feeling remorse. You cannot. They will be together. A person who is feeling guilty for doing something wrong will be suffer. Very suffer. Be gentle. That's a duty. Just like I forgot the hand. Yes, please. Ask me a question. I was feeling guilty since yesterday. Let me free myself from guilt. Yes. Yes, it's good. We should try to understand our word. Chant and be happy. Is it true that we're chanting or not? Chant and be happy is for pure devotees, not for a struggling devotee. A struggling devotee, a sadaka, our happiness in chanting. It comes because it is something which is pure, and we are doing it loyally under the instruction of a bona fide representative of Krishna. There will be happiness over chanting, but that does not mean that not distress, no anxiety. Anxiety is there. I was not thinking that it's a mistake. We should not think that I'm going to chant the Krishna and I don't have an anxiety. That is not true. It is not true. While the anxiety is there, we should chant. Don't make the problem bigger than Krishna. We should make Krishna bigger than the problem, not problem bigger than Krishna. If we chant in that mood, we'll be happy. But if we are making the problem bigger than Krishna, our chanting cannot make us happy. So chant at the end is for pure devotees who are above the material world and a different world, transcendental. What it means. Wondering, we are told to chant and be happy, but where is the happiness? The happiness is not because of the material facilities available. The happiness is something inside. When the soul is pure, you will be naturally happy. Satisfied. And that will happen when we are falling very nicely. In the beginning, we are falling out of loyalty to the order of the spiritual master. If we do that, the happiness also will be there. And if we, this morning we were discussing about, we should tune in to the station of our acharya. If we tune in, if we just mentioned, association means you to be connected with the person you are associating with. If we are connected properly, spiritually, try to understand, if we are really connected, what is happening with that person you are connected with, you also get it. Even though we are not on that level, but because we are connected with the person, his happiness or her happiness is joy, the purity, the satisfaction the person is getting, it will be transferred also. So, if you think of a pure devotee, you will get all the qualities of this pure devotee. In that way, our chanting will be very sweet. We'll be happy, we'll be satisfied, depending on how we are connected. So, we should try to get connected. Wait. Devotees. They are all available. Tune on to their station. You get it. Even at our level, if you tune in to their level, you tune to any radio station, you get it. The radio station will say, no, yeah, I'm vicious, you cannot hear, you cannot get my station. Except you don't get it, the station. If your network is not strong, then if your network is strong, the connection, the transmission will be very, very smooth. You can get it. It's like if you plug into the current, you get the light. So you should connect, tune in to the stations of all the channels by nicely chanting. By nicely hearing, nicely, favorably thinking of that person and appreciating the quality of that devotee's service to Krishna. If you tune in this way, you will get a station. You will experience everything that devotee is experiencing. Just like here in material world, if you are driving a king, which car will be riding? Which car? If you are driving a king, which car will you be riding?
A king's car.
A king's car. You mean the same car? Not outside. You cannot be outside the car and driving. You should be inside the car. So, if you tune into that pure devotee, you are connected with him. Whatever the devotee is experiencing, you have the same thing. And if that remains connected, it will happen. That also becomes a permanent experience. Please, let us not cheat ourselves. Let us tune in to the station of the Holy Name. By the experience all these acharyas have given to us, see all these devotees, they have tuned in to the channel. See what they are doing. Look at them. They are tuned in. They are connected. All of them are absorbed. There's nothing in their mind more than switch them on to fix them. So whatever the Mahaprabhu is experiencing, they all of them will have the same experience. This is Krishna consciousness. We have been given the facility to do this. We have been given the channel already. So let us tune in. Right? Yes. Huh? Yes, inattentive. Inattentive chanting is an offense. We will chant for millions of lifetimes. No result. No result. Because offense is there. Just like if you are eating in a dirty environment, the hand is dirty, will you get nourished? The hand is dirty, the environment is dirty, the plate is dirty, the food itself is not good in quality. That is inattentive. We can eat the belly with food, but we'll get diseased. So one can change the holy name like this inattentively, and after so many years you'll be wondering, why am I not making a mess? Srila Prabhupada said, no devotee should ask, why am I suffering? We should know why we're suffering. We should know. All of us should know, Prabhupada said. And he said, fine, we should know. We should know that I'm not acting properly. So I should experience what I'm experiencing. I should know that. So inattentive is very dangerous. It is the mother of the 10 offenses which we have to avoid. Inattentiveness is the mother that gives birth to the 10 offenses which are already. So if we avoid inattentiveness, we'll avoid automatically the 10 offenses. It will disappear automatically. So that Vishnu Chakravarti, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in this mantra, Nam Nam Akari Bhagavandi Jasarava Saktis Tatara Pitana Nitasmaranena Kala Ita Dresita Kripa Bhagavan Namati Durdaiva Mikrishna Nihadanena Yuragan. You heard it? Have you heard it? It's from where? Sistaksaka. Number? Which number? Which number? Number two, yeah, number two. And what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing here in this book number two? What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, he's teaching us? What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching us in this book number two? Sistaksaka. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying?
Lord Krishna has invested all his potencies in the holy name.
Yes. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing? What is he saying in just a sentence? Is what I want to know. Yes, you are correct. But what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying? The whole of this loka, what is he actually saying? Durdaiva means what? Durdaiva. Unfortunate. See, everything is here, but unfortunately, we are like this. Why? And what is this misfortune?
What is this misfortune? They are four in number. You know what I'm saying? One is Tatwa Vibrama. Tatwa Vibrama. Tatwa Vibrama. Illusion. We don't have clear understanding about Krishna's position. Philosophically, theoretically, we have had. We don't have a complete understanding about Krishna's position. We don't have clear understanding. We don't really understand exactly our own position as jiva. Our relationship is not fully understood. It's a misfortune. It's affecting our chanting. That is tattva vibrama. Right? Illusion regarding one's own identity. Illusion regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Illusion regarding the goal of sadhana. Or Krishna prema in Krishna. Illusion regarding the process of sadhana. This fourth is still one, just one. We don't have a clear understanding about Krishna's position, our position. What is Krishna's prema and the sadhana have to get it? This is called chapter Vidrama. So Chaitanya is lamenting our situation. This is the whole purpose. He's lamenting our situation. Why is he lamenting? If a son of a poor man suffers, it's normal, you know? But a son of a rich man, if he suffers, what is that? Lamentable. So Chaitanya is lamenting our situation because we have the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we have all the resources, everything necessary for us to become Krishna conscious. It's available. It's not properly used. So Chaitanya is lamenting our situation. To die from lamentation our situation. This is one of the another. The second one is Hridaya, weakness. The heart is weak. We already discussed weakness, which is due to desire for material things. Hridaya Dalbalya, attachment to object not related to Krishna. Deceitfulness or fault finding. Enviousness. Desire for fame. It makes the heart very weak. The heart becomes very weak. The absorption in Krishna will be less. Because absorption is for external things. Makes the heart very weak. Three. Asat. Krishna means taste. Asad. We have taste for temporal things, things which is not permanent. Asad, Krishna. Material object, desire for liberation, for mystic power, to go to heaven. All these are Asad, Krishna. Desire for liberation, desire for mystic power. Desire for material comfort going to material comfort. Material object. A devotee should have facilities to self-support, not attachment. Asat, Krishna. And the last one is apparat. Apparat. Offenses to the holy name. Offenses to the Lord, offenses to the devotees, offenses to the living entities, offenses to the Dhamma, offenses to Prasada, offenses to devotees. These varieties of offenses
they are also unfortunate. So we have four misfortunes, and all of them are different groups. Mm-hmm. Offenses, Tapa Vibrama, Hilda Rubaya, Asad Krishna, and this is what Chaitanya is lamenting for in the sister second attitude. The Lord has invested all his energies into the name and make the name available, but we cannot take full advantage of the name. Chaitanya is lamenting the association. So please, let us tune in. We have already decided to take the Krishna consciousness, to practice Krishna consciousness, to change the holy name of Krishna. It is a desire we have individually made. Nobody has forced us to do that. Is it true? Right? It is our free will. Now that we have decided to do this, let us put our best into chanting. Hare Krishna.
In Vrindavan, the devotee was chanting. He was chanting Mahamantra. After 10 minutes, he stopped chanting Mahamantra. He stopped chanting. Then Radhini Jai contacted him. The came and stopped him, told him, "You chant Mahamantra. When you finish, is it that offense one thing is going on? Stop chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and chant it and chant another song."
When the arti is going on, it is inattentiveness to chant Mahamantra. We should follow the arti song. To follow that, when it is finished, we can chant our Hare Krishna. Yesterday we mentioned, you always see many devotees during Harinam, heavy Harinam is going on, the Ratha Yatra is going on, in the middle of the Kirtan day, very close there, devotees are there with the meeting, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is all whimsical activity. The Kirtan is going on, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, in whimsical activity. Let me tell you, suppose we are leading Kirtan, and I'm standing next to the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Will you be happy? No support, I'm doing my own thing. Is that cordiality? It doesn't look human. So whimsical devotee does this thing. You're not cool, you're not cool, it's not good. Time for arati, we should follow the arati song till the end. Then you can chant something else you want to do. Don't come and bring something else inside. Time for japa, no arati song. We do japa. Do things properly. You will get a proper result. If you do things wrongly, you get the wrong result. And nobody feels happy with the wrong result or doing wrong thing. You can only be happy when you do something right. So it is not proper. That devotee, you see, the devotee came and told him, stop this thing and chant, follow the kirtan. That's good, that is correct. Right? Yes. Confession. That is not good. That is not good. One has given his or her confidence to you. Don't distribute it. It's not good. That the person's confidence.
we should not distribute it and announce it to everybody. When that person hears it, he will feel bad. It's not good. It is not a proper thing. You keep it. The person is very, very, very sincere and open that he can reveal his or her mind to you. You should preserve that. You should keep that. It's not been made in public news. It's not good. When we do that, then we destroy the faith of that person. And tomorrow, when the person does not have confidence in us, we'll see the person is a Maya. It is we who are Maya. Alright? Any other questions?
Namah Shivaya Star Japa. We chant the Pranam Mantra, followed by the Panchatilga Mantra, then the Maha Mantra. So what is the position of the Panchatilga Mantra in our chanting?
The idea of Panchatilga Mantra in our chanting is that this is what we were told in the beginning. We have been keeping that for those of us who started before. When we came in, the rule was that if you chant the Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya for what the Tanam, the Siddha, Dorita, Kidadha, Sivasa, the whole of Dr. Linda, they will neutralize the offense we have committed while we are chanting. So we are taking the shelter to help us neutralize the offense. That's the idea. But I had one devotee once in the Phoenix Temple who was saying that, you don't see Prabhupada doing like that. Well, it is true. When you listen to Prabhupada Japa, it is not there. Well, they don't think that it's an offense to chant it. They can chant it. We have become used to that, so we are always doing that. At every end of the round, we repeat Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya. At every end, we repeat. That is the culture we met. We are following that. So anything which is not like breaking of rules or principle, I don't think we should be stretching it. It's only doing it. It's not a law, so what is the problem? We can chant it. So I chant. Every round we chant. This is what we met it. We continue like that. Until it's affecting my job, I don't know. When it's not affecting this, I will chant. I do that very well. Hare Krishna. Hare Nam Prabhu ki. Jai. Shri Prabhupada ki. Jai. Thank you very much for coming.